Well, fed up with people walking out when they realise she's black, 1 year ago, Martha Renee Collet took action at her cafe in Ossett. And now, today and tomorrow, she's taking action to celebrate diversity with a two-day event. Today and tomorrow, the event at the Orangery in Wakefield will include an African-American, an Afro-Caribbean food festival, a contemporary African fashion show, live music and drumming, exhibition stalls, galleries, activities for children. Martha's with me now. Martha, tell us again the story about why you felt the need to put that poster up in your cafe in Ossett.
Well, like I said, they've abused me racially for like 2.5 years, but I really didn't bother until they did it to my daughter, and she got quite upset about it. That's when I put the notice up.
That must have been so hard, taking that every day in your cafe.
Well, I just decided to ignore and let it go because, like I've always said, there are some really nice people, decent people in Ossett who have been going out of their way to be kind and nice to me. But then you've got those ones who will come and say all sorts of things to me. But I've decided I'm going to stay there and no one's going to move me. So,
I mean, how often was that happening? Was that every day or was that just occasionally?
Almost every day. In fact, like my older son would be walking across the street, and when he's on one side of the street, he will all cross to the other side. And one day he said to Mommy, why are they running away from me? I said, I don't know, you know. So something that just went on like every day.
Gosh, really, really difficult. What happened after you put the poster up? Did things start to change for you and your family?
Yes, in some ways, people started to treat me with a bit of respect, and some people came around to the cafe. One or two apologized to me for behaving in the way they did to me. And
so it really made some people think about their own behavior then?
Yes. I had this lady who said to me, I did it to you and I don't understand why I did it. That was what she said to me, and she started to cry. And she asked me to forgive her, and I said she was forgiven. And she's been coming to the cafe since then, at least once a week, to have a cup of coffee and chat with me. So
is it stories like that that made you think of this idea of a day or 2 days to celebrate diversity?
Yes. Sometimes people will do things out of ignorance. So if we get to know each other and understand each other's culture, I believe we can live, you know, better together. Mm-hmm. That's why I decided to do this and to promote women in business, to start like a business club for women where we can help each other grow. Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the 2 days that's going to be happening here at the Orangery.
Today, considering the weather, we are hoping to have a fashion show. We're going to be putting stalls outside if the weather allows. And we've got a food festival, Afro-Caribbean. We've got all sorts of food to taste. We've got fun activities for the kids. We've got a band playing as well. So it should be a great day if the weather permits.
Yeah, well, I'm sure party atmosphere will pervade. Do you think Wakefield does do enough to celebrate diversity?
Oh, well, I think they are working towards it, but they've still got a long way to go. Yeah. Yeah, but they are working towards it, at least, yeah.
And I guess you really hope that events like today, where you're bringing different cultures together in celebration, is really going to be part of helping that understanding.
Yes, definitely. And then there are some women that I've talked to who would like to start a business, but they've been, like, afraid to start on their own for the fear of failure. So with this kind of event, where we'll start establishing our business club today and we'll take names and members, then we can chat with each other, network, and help each other get there.
So the thing is, for people to come down, it's today and tomorrow at the Orangery, all day. Come down, join in, network, share, and celebrate.
Yes, that's it. Yes, that's what it's about.
Thank you. Thanks ever so much. Martha Renee Collet, good luck. Let's hope it's a great event today.
Thank you.